contest. He'll tell you all about that. Also, at 4 o'clock this afternoon, we've got Kurt Ballman giving you another keyword. And coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, it is Chris Morrow. We don't trust him with a keyword. He's not getting one. It's 9 o'clock exactly. Good morning. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN,
Racine, Kenosha. Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Trump administration's fight to resume migrant deportations to a prison in El Salvador resumes in a Washington courtroom today. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe is at the White House.
National Security Advisor Michael Waltz claimed the violent Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua, which the White House alleges the deportees are connected to, is acting as a proxy of the Venezuelan government.
This is how the Alien and Sedition Act applies.
A plane load of migrants arrived in Venezuela overnight after the government there agreed to accept them over the weekend. Representatives of the U.S., Russia, and Ukraine have been meeting in Saudi Arabia, trying to move forward on a ceasefire as President Volodymyr Zelensky reports continued attacks over the weekend. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Zelensky says over the weekend, one strike even killed a father and his five-year-old daughter, and he's really calling on allies to increase pressure on Russia as these negotiations move forward.
CBS News has learned President Trump will announce a $5.8 billion steel manufacturing project for Louisiana when he meets with Governor Landry at the White House today. Sources tell us the project by South Korea's Hyundai would create thousands of jobs. The Pope is back at the Vatican for the first time since he was hospitalized with double pneumonia more than a month ago. CBS's Chris Livesay from Rome.
Pope Francis may be coming out of the hospital, but he is not out of the woods. Doctors say he'll still need 2 months to recover, and he's going to have to avoid large crowds. That is a big ask for the people's Pope.
The 88-year-old pontiff spoke from the balcony of the hospital before he was discharged. An airline is apologizing to a mother who says she was ordered to disconnect her 2-year-old son's medical equipment. CBS's Peter King from the Orlando Bureau.
Melissa Sotomayor said she had no problems on the flight to Tampa. She had all the proper documentation. But when she got onto her United Airlines flight home, it was a different story when two flight attendants told her,
I needed to take my son off the ventilator and the portable oxygen concentrator and put them under the seat.
In this TikTok video, she explains why that's impossible.
These pieces of medical equipment are keeping my son alive.
United says it's apologized, but Sotomayor says she doesn't believe they were sincere. She's considering legal action.
Federal safety officials looking into possible transmission issues with some popular pickups. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
The government has 138 complaints of F-150s suddenly downshifting, and in some cases, the rear wheels locked up. Sometimes this happened at highway speeds.
Dow futures up more than 400. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Microsoft has again paused construction on portions of its $3.3 billion data center project in Mount Pleasant. Experts say the company may have overestimated their data center needs. The pause doesn't affect Phase 1, which remains on track for a 2026 opening. Park's basketball season ended with an overtime loss in the state title game. They came up short in the game against Wauwatosa West in the Division II Boys Basketball State Championship. You can read a recap and see some images from the game at RacineCountyEye.com. The Pike River South Branch Restoration Project in Kenosha County has been finally approved. When the work is all done, it'll transform 215 acres of floodplain farmland into public parkland. The $12 million project will restore a mile and a half of the river to its natural path. And Congressman Brian Stile is hosting a telephone town hall event today, his third such event this year. Some constituents are upset with the phone calls, preferring in-person events instead. Stile did hold 4 in-person events earlier this year. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers women win the national title. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's hockey. Wisconsin with a 4-3 win over Ohio State, winning the national championship. The game in overtime when Wisconsin's Kirsten Sims shot the winning goal on ESPN.
Puck goes off a body, then corralled here by Murphy. Sweeping down the wall. Here comes Eden. Looking.
Sims' penalty shot near the end of regulation tied it up 3-3, her teammates urging her to volunteer.
I mean, it kind of was everybody on the bench. It was like, Sims, you're taking it. And I was like, you know what? Fine, I'll do it. But I was so nervous, but it worked out.
NBA, the Bucks in Phoenix tonight to take on the Suns. College hoops, Greg Gard and the Badgers back home after their season over, losing to BYU 91-89. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
It is a little breezy out there this morning, but the wind will gradually die down here later this afternoon. Our high today, 43. It will be mostly cloudy with sunshine after about 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers or even a few flurries at a high of 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
WRJN. Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I change my mind, I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? Now my life has changed in so many ways. My independence seems to vanish in the haze. But every now and then I feel so insecure. So much younger than